White, W. C. Between Cheyenne and Sydney, Nebraska, May 3, 1875. May 3, between 8 and 9 o'clock a.m. We are 19 hours behind time. We had to stand still some 12 hours. A. Freight train wrecked 10 miles ahead on the track. No lives lost. We passed the washouts night before last. I was aroused suddenly as though a hand was laid upon me, and I could not have felt more sensibly impressed if words had been spoken. You are in a dangerous place. Pray. Pray. I looked out of the window and saw a fearful-looking sight, which it is impossible for me correctly to describe. Fires were built along beside the track, and men with lanterns were standing by the track and men upon the platform, making the fearful places light as day. Our brethren, Day and Jones, I suppose are now with you, and will give you a better description of the scene than I can write. The train merely moved over these dangerous places. I did pray, and I felt a sacred trust in God and an assurance that He would care for us and bring us safely to our journey's end. We rest well nights. We are both in good health and spirits. I can write but a few lines now, but I know you will be glad to hear, if it is only a few words. We expect that the Lord will help us and be with us, and we have faith He will be with you all. We hope that you, as well as ourselves, will have an eye single to the glory of God, and that we will serve Him with our heart's best and holiest affections. Cling to the Mighty One, and He will cling just as firmly to you as you do to Him. Do not be unbelieving, but trustful. Have implicit faith that God will work with your efforts, and He will. He has promised this. We must have more faith. Expect much at the hands of God, and you will not be disappointed. In regard to provisions, nothing has been thrown away. We have only a half loaf of graham and one loaf of white, and half of one of the rusk bread. It is all moist and good. Someone helped himself to our oranges. We think our apples go well. We are well satisfied with our meals. Those around us are loaded with bottles of champagne and with chicken, pickles, corned beef, jellies, and tea and coffee. None seem to feel as well as we do, who eat only twice a day of simple food. Nothing warm yet to eat or drink. We feel the blessing of the Lord attends us. Praise His dear name. We will love and serve and glorify Him. Be of good courage. Be cheerful. And don't one of you forget that in God must be your trust. Take right hold of His strength by living faith. Walk in His light, and He will be to you all that you desire. Here we are at Sydney. God bless you. Mother.